You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Gabriel Agbonlahor to score and Aston Villa to win is 4-1. Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win in the market at 7-1. I won't bring up the fact that Aston Villa were your nap last weekend again, Derek. Tim Sherwood spoke after that game, Derek. I don't know if you saw the interview. He was clearly crestfallen. He didn't strike me as the sort of person that would automatically get a response from his team.
No. I mean, what surprised me about Villa this season is the goals they've been scoring, when, you know, that's been their Achilles heel for so long. A second surprise about this fixture is that it looks to me like it's got 0-0 written all over it, like 2 or 3 on the coupon. And yes, there hasn't been a 0-0 in this fixture at Villa Park in the last 6 seasons. So we've always been, in fact, over 2.5 goals in all but one of them. I just don't see that happening this time around, mainly because the West Brom manager nowadays is Tony Pulis, and West Brom away from home under Tony Pulis do one thing, and that's to keep a clean sheet. Anything they get above that is a bonus. Villa are not a team I see breaking down opponents, especially with a couple of injury worries they've got. Again, this is a third 0-0 draw I see on the coupon.
Nil-nil in the market, 7-1 here. The compilers, Lee, are all over the goals expectation in this game. You look at the under 2.5 goals is as short as 8-15. Over 2.5 is 11-8. Under 1.5 is as short as 7-4 as well. So they're not dangling any carrots there, are they, really?
No. And I because of that, I'm doing a bit of Derek here, and I'm going to oppose it kind of out of spite because of that. Yeah. I looked at the same stats you did there, Derek, at that head-to-head, and I had it in the back of my mind that this wasn't a low-scoring fixture. It's almost like because it obviously is a bit of a spicy one, it's almost like the kind of, you know, all the manager's words of discipline go out the window as soon as they get on the pitch. I don't mean in terms of yellow cards, I mean discipline in terms of positioning. But Villa haven't got that much in attack, I don't think. You know, I think there may be chances and it may be an end-to-end game, but it still might not be like a goal fest. You look at last year, the 2-1 win for Villa. I think Pulis hadn't been in charge for long then. Benteke got the winning goal there. Obviously, he's no longer there. And the year before that was the 4-3. Benteke, again, got a goal in that one. Weimann got a goal. These players aren't there anymore. And you know, Villa is still languishing near the bottom of the shots on goal table, at home that is. Away from home, West Brom are just as bad, 2.5 shots on target per game so far. I'm not going to play the goals, I'm just going to play the draw here. I'm going to play the 11-5. I could see this being a draw, even a 2-2 draw. So while I kind of agree with Derek, I'm not going to be able to play that. And out of spite, you know, I'd probably just go for the over 2.5 just to kind of, because it's a price play. I mean, how often do you see 11-8 for over 2.5 goals in a game that can have goals? You only need 3, obviously. Interesting to see what Berahino's like. Obviously, he was benched last week with Rondon playing. If he comes back into it, maybe we'll see a bit better from Berahino. But I'll play the draw. And if anyone likes that goals play, just a like, I don't necessarily think it'll happen, but over 2.5 at 11-8.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.